Seamus tries to limbo. All this and more on Christus Vincit, episode 26, coming to you right now.
Christus Vincit, Christus Regnat, Christus Imperat.
From a living room somewhere in Rhode Island, it's me, Brian. Today's features on Christus Vincit: Seamus tries to limbo, Christus Vincit sports, little him, big him, the good, the bad, and the ugly, with musical guest Alan Rankle. And now, the head farmer of the world's largest funny farm, me! Welcome. Today is April 23rd, 2006, the second Sunday of Easter.
How low can you go? How low can you go?
Seamus?
Go on.
What are you doing?
The low Sunday limbo.
Huh?
It's low Sunday, right?
Yeah, in the Tridentine calendar, yeah, but why?
Well, so to celebrate low Sunday in a big way, we're going to do the low Sunday limbo. Come on! How low can you go?
How low can you go? Anyways, today is the second Sunday of Easter, the Easter octave. Traditionally, today is known as Low Sunday or even Quasimodo Sunday. No, not Quasimodo, the Hunchback of Notre Dame Sunday, although Seamus may watch that next if he's hearing what I'm saying. Just to give you an idea of what I mean by Quasimodo Sunday, here is today's introit in Latin. Quasimodo geniti infantes, alleluia. Rationabile sine dolo lac concupiscite. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Translated, as newborn babes, alleluia, Crave pure spiritual milk. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. And now, as of May 5th, 2000, this, the second Sunday of Easter, is also known as Divine Mercy Sunday. Now, the readings for Holy Mass remain the same. Thomas still has his doubts that his pals, the apostles, have seen the Lord. And then, upon seeing Jesus and feeling Jesus' wounds, says, "My Lord and my God!" Christus Vinci presents Christus Vinci Sports. Here's your Bush League correspondent, Brian Michael Page. Hi, folks. This week, it's Bishops in Sports. Earlier this week in the blog, I decided for fun to associate each of the major sports teams from Major League Baseball, the NFL, the NHL, and the NBA. Each one now has its own bishop. Well, another blogger even went further and added Major League Soccer. Can you believe that one? Well, anyways, here's how our bishops fared in baseball yesterday. We'll start with the National League action. Dolan's Brewers blanked Palachek's Reds 11-0. Burke's Cardinals beat up on Cardinal George's Cubs 4-1. Donato's Astros 3, Bishop Wills Pirates 0. Niederauer 6, Shepard 4, that's the Giants over the Rockies. DiMaggio's Mets 8, Brahms Padres 1. Olmstead's Diamondbacks 5, Mahoney Dodgers 4. And then we had two rainouts in the National League. First one's in Washington, Gregory Braves at McCarrick Nationals. And then the other one at Philadelphia, Favaloro Marlins at Regali Phillies. Then in the American League action, Ambrosic Blue Jays over the O'Malley Red Sox 8-1. Egan's Yankees smoked Keeler's Orioles 6-1. Brown's Angels edged Vigneron's A's 5-4. George's White Sox 9, Flynn's Twins 2. That gets a split now for Cardinal George. The White Sox had won, the Cubs had lost. Van's Rangers 6, Lynch's Devil Rays 5. Maida's Tigers blanking the Brunette Mariners 2-0. And here's a losing streak being snapped. Finn's Royals 11, Lennon's Indians 5. And one thing you'll notice here, Cardinal George has two teams, of course. He's got the White Sox and the Cubs. Now, I can't remember which one was north and which one was south, but I know he's got both teams. They're both within the Chicago Archdiocese. Here's a couple of things that are different. Let's start with L.A. That's the easiest one. The L.A. Dodgers, of course, are in Los Angeles, so that's Cardinal Mahoney's turf. However, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim are still in Anaheim. Their stadium is still in Anaheim. Therefore, they're in the Diocese of Orange. Therefore, Bishop Brown. And another thing to notice, too, in New York, the Yankees being in the Bronx is part of the New York Archdiocese, therefore Cardinal Egan's property. And the Diocese of Brooklyn, thus Bishop DiMaggio for the Mets. You'll catch up on all of this and more at christusvincit.blogspot.com.
How low can you go this low Sunday?
We'll be back with a rundown of this weekend's music. We're going to explore smaller hymns and find out which larger hymns they come from. And we have a brand spanking episode of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, as well as music by Alan Rankel. Don't go away. Believe.
Hi, I'm Father Judd McFry. Today is Divine Mercy Sunday, an ideal time to pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. Well, any time is ideal, but today is especially ideal. Join Greg Cooter and pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet today. The link to the Divine Mercy podcast is in our show notes today.
Hey, by the way, Greg could make good buddies with the iPadre. They both use Max and flaunt it.
La-di-dee-dee, la-di-dee-doo, what did we sing today?
Well, we're finally back to normal this weekend.
Speak.
Go back to your limbo, will
you? How low can you go? How low can you go?
Oh, brother. Anyways, today's introit was At the Lamb's High Feast We Sing. This is a Robert Campbell translation of a 4th century Latin hymn, Ad Regias Agni Dapes. The tune is called Salzburg, written by Jacob Hintz in 1678, and later harmonized by Johann Sebastian Bach. By the way, this is what I like to call a new old hymn. That is, even though it's old in age, it's new to this congregation. Now, the psalm of the day, Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his love is everlasting, with Psalm 118. And just like the This Is the Day the Lord Has Made psalm we did last week, it's another one of those adaptations that I had made to the Mode 2 chant, O Filii et Filiae. The verses for this one, however, are sung to Psalm Tone 2. The Alleluia for the day is also from the O Filii et Filiae. During the offertory, we did Godhead Here in Hiding. Now, this one is the Gerard Manley Hopkins translation to the Latin Adoro Te Devote. Now, the author of this Latin hymn is none other than St. Thomas Aquinas, and his name is affixed to some of the hymns that we'll be exploring shortly. The tune is the familiar Mode 5 chant. The Sanctus, the Anamnesis, the Amen, and the Agnus Dei are all from Mass of the Bells by C. Alexander Pelequin. The Lord's Prayer was a sacramentary chant in English. The communion hymn was Ye Sons and Daughters. Now, what you heard at the beginning of the show, just a slightly abridged version, you heard verses 4 through 8. Those verses in particular being sung is like having today's gospel reread to you. Finally, the recessional hymn, We Walk by Faith and Not by Sight. This is a text by Henry Alford, and we didn't use the tune that was written in the music issue. We used the tune St. Anne, which is often associated with O God, Our Help in Ages Past. Again, you hear those words. My Lord, my God. That is something I've always wanted to do. I've always been fascinated as to how some hymns are actually part of larger hymns. So, what I'm going to do is we're going to play this little game here called Little Hymn, Big Hymn. Let's start with a couple in English. First is a combination of a couple of different hymns that just happen to have the same meter. And they're often put together, even though they're two different authors, Bread of the World and Mercy Broken, one verse, and Father, We Thank Thee Who Has Planted, two verses. Now, these in some hymnals get put together in either order, usually both set to the tune Rende a Dieu. Well, Bread of the World in Mercy Broken was written by Reginald Heber. That's the same gentleman that wrote the text to Holy, Holy, Holy. Father, We Thank Thee Who Has Planted was penned by F. Bland Tucker. Oftentimes, the two hymns are printed separately, but yes, these two have been published together often as one hymn. Then there's this classic, the Lorica or Breastplate of St. Patrick, as written by Cecil Francis Alexander. Now, here you have Little Hymn, Christ Be With Me, set to the tune Deirdre, while remaining part of the Lorica with I Bind Unto Myself This Day, using the tune called St. Patrick's Breastplate. The Christ Be With Me verse that's set to Deirdre is the second to last verse. And now finally, amongst all these little hymn, big hymns, the next few texts I'm going to go through are all taken from St. Thomas Aquinas. Now, Thomas Aquinas, of course, wrote a good share of Eucharistic hymns. We're going to start with a couple of the more familiar. Let's start with the benediction music. First, the well-known Tantum Ergo Sacramentum. Now, I would imagine some know, but not many. Unless you're a musician, so of course you're going to know, unless, you know, if you're a church musician, that the Tantum Ergo is actually the last two verses of the familiar Holy Thursday hymn, Pange Lingua Gloriosi. The other benediction hymn, O Salutaris Hostia, is actually the last two verses of a hymn called Verbum Supernum Prodiens, translated, The Word of God Proceeding Forth. Now, in many of the older hymnals, and even some of the newer hymnals, you may find the hymn Ecce Panis Angelorum. Now, this hymn is actually part of Lauda Sion Salvatorum, that is, Praise, O Sion, Thy Salvation. The Lauda Sion is the sequence for Corpus Christi. Now it's an optional sequence. Up until the current Missal, it was a mandatory sequence. Find me a true adult Catholic who hasn't heard of the beloved hymn Panis Angelicus. However, I am willing to bet that there is any true adult Catholic who has heard of the larger hymn that this was part of, Sacris Solemniis, a hymn used to open Matins on Corpus Christi. In fact, when the French Jesuit Louis Lambalot wrote his tune for the Panis Angelicus, and some may be familiar with that one, Panis Angelicus, fiat panis hominum, it's that tune there, he had named the tune Sacris Solemniis after its larger counterpart.
Hi, this is Father Jay Finelli from iPadre Catholic Podcast.
iPadre.
Interviews, stories, news, music, all things Catholic and then some. Drop by our site at iPadre.net. That's iPadre.net. God love you.
And now, time for the good, the bad, and the ugly. Today's episode of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is brought to you by the Reform of the Reform. Before you know it, you're going to see the Missa Normativa actually done right. The Reform of the Reform, coming soon to a parish near you. This is the California Dreaming edition of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. You guessed it, California happenings. Here we go. The Good. The beautiful renovation job done at the Cathedral of the Blessed Sacrament in Sacramento. The Bad. Use of glass pitchers, beer pitchers, Kool-Aid pitchers, etc., which are contrary to the 2004 document Redemptione Sacramentum, as presented by the Congregation for the Divine Worship and Discipline of the Sacraments. Sound familiar? At a religious education conference in Los Angeles. The ugly. Liturgical dancers aplenty, while Cardinal Mahoney sits back, relaxes, and enjoys. Wait, this actually happened! Now for our musical guest, Alan Renkel. You just heard Ex Cathedra by Alan Rankle, brought to you by the PodSafe Music Network. And you can access that at music.podshow.com. I'm sure many of you know that the cathedral is the mother church of a given diocese or archdiocese. However, the reason it's called a cathedral is because of its chair, the cathedra, which is the chair used by the bishop. I'm Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message.
Christos BGT is a podcast, Catholic song and liturgy. It's the things we like to speak of, and some good clean fun have we. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Do you know the reason, y'all? For young Christos BGT sent here, for Christ always conquers all.
Gotta love that Christus Vinci leprechaun. Loves to play around with my machines. But he got the message right. Go down to Podcast Alley and vote for Christus Vinci. Help us spread the word around.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That's the most votes we ever got in 1 month.
Hey, we did it. For the first time, we meet double digits. Yes, 11 votes so far for the month of February. Thank you so much for your support. For those who haven't voted yet, go ahead. Vote for us at podcastalley.com. You'll find our link right in our sidebar. Let's add to those 11 votes. Hey, the more votes we get, the more people find out about Christus Vinci. And while you're at it, don't forget to vote for my friends down at
Disciples with Microphones. Individual podcasters united with a single goal: to live the new evangelization. Bringing truth to podcasting through shows such as these.
Welcome to the Weekly Roman Observer, our news commentary on the Holy Father's newspaper.
I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, host of Catholic Under the Hood.
I am Father Stephen Cuyus, a Filipino missionary of the Sacred Heart.
My name is Greg Willits.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we welcome you once again to the Rosary Army Podcast.
This is Brian Noe from the Verbum Domini Podcast.
This is Michael Kreidler from the Breadcast.
Dick Loris, and welcome to Going Forth. This is your host, George Lee.
Welcome to CatholicJukebox.com presents Catholic Rockers.
This is the Catholic Cast.
True Knights Combat Training. Podcasting for purity.
The Catholic Mormon Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Sarah.
My name is Lisa Marrero, and blessed to be Catholic.
DisciplesWithMicrophones.org. Baptize your earbuds.
How low can you go? Ouch!
Hey, Seamus, you all right down there?
Yeah, just fell on me, took us.
I knew it had to happen sometime. Hey, thank you very much for joining our show today. Next week, I'll have a brand spanking new topic lined up for you. Seamus will be back next week as well. Hopefully his tuchus will feel better. Hope to see you soon. I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace. Christus Vincit is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the Christus Vincit Network, the B-Team, and Ratzinger's Wattweilers.